Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog. Thanks for subscribing. Books not found in the so-called Christian bookstore, right? Have you asked your pastor why they haven't gone over so many versions in one of your studies? You know, do you have a study group at your church, at your so-called church? Well, why aren't they studying the different translations? Because this next part is actually really good in helping you understand the Jehovah Witness text, okay? Because if you have a Jehovah Witness come to your door, they will not let you touch their translation because they think you're of the devil, okay? And they also do not believe Jesus Christ was God, and this next part will tell you why. Especially objectionable is the New World Translation of John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, the Word was, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. How's that one? Lowercase g. This is completely in harmony with the theology of Jehovah's Witnesses, since for them, Christ is a created being. Therefore, he is to them not God, but a God. It is true that the Greek does not have the article before God here. What Greek again? I am going to... What Greek? However, how about here? Here we go. However, since this verse in Greek, Theos, God, which Greek is that? Is a predicate noun and precedes the verb and subject. It is definite since a definite predicate noun when it precedes the verb never takes the article in Greek. Does any of that matter? Does the Greek matter? How about the Greek that you don't even know what Greek they're using? Does that even matter? It's incredible. You know what matters? Is that the Jehovah Witnesses do not believe Jesus Christ is God. So if they come to your door, tell them to open up Hebrews chapter 1 and show them verses 6 and 7 because in their own translation, it says that Jesus is God. More next week.